City of Powell River Council has granted a variance permit for Life Cycle Housing Society's Cranberry Place project to narrow the pavement on Cranberry Street to allow for construction of a sidewalk. Council also approved allocation of $50,000 from the Affordable Housing Reserve Fund to Life Cycle to contribute to the costs for constructing the sidewalk. At the April 20 City Council meeting, Councillor George Doubt said this application had been in front of councillors for well over a year and a number of iterations have been gone over to try to proceed with much-needed affordable housing. It's been in front of council a number of times and several of those times, it has been the location of the sidewalk and access to the street, said Doubt. The reason for the siting of the sidewalk as it is to keep the sidewalk away from the area where a pipe is buried, for reasons to protect the pipe. Engineering has looked at that and has come back with a recommendation that this is the safest way to provide a sidewalk along Cranberry Street and up the two side streets to give access to the people in there and maintain it as a walkable neighborhood. They've reviewed it a number of times and think it's safe and will protect the city infrastructure there, to keep it out of the way of traffic and keep it from being parked on. I'm in favor of accepting this and engineering has done their work. Councillor Cindy Elliott said the housing is much needed and that the proponent had been patient with the city, working hard to find a solution to a difficult problem. She said if the city thought about lowering the speed limit, it is a good idea. It would be good to have folks driving slower if there is a narrower driving range in that area, added Elliott. Councillor Trina Isakson said pedestrian accessibility and accessibility for people with mobility devices is a priority. When we encourage sidewalk developments, many of us know there are many areas of the city where there are no sidewalks. I live on one of those streets, and as new development happens, we add new sidewalks, so over time, we improve the pedestrian accessibility and encourage more walking, added Isakson. People will walk the shortest route and if the shortest route is on the side of a road where there is not a sidewalk, it's in our best interests to support sidewalks. In this case, it requires a variance. It's not perfect. This is the best of a few awkward scenarios and I support it. Acting Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, Alex Bieka said if the variance was granted, the applicant would work with an engineering consultant to review and determine the feasibility of the proposal and considerations of safety would be part of that process. Mayor Ron Wasnow said he had visited the site four times and had conversations with Life Cycle. I would concur with what council has said about the importance of having another 22 affordable housing units and I would suggest that for the questions and concerns raised that the SAO makes sure the issues are responded to, added Wasnow. I'm quite confident they will address issues raised here and I'm going to support the motion. Council unanimously carried the motion for the variance and contribution from the Affordable Housing Reserve Fund. Concerned resident. Prior to Council's consideration of the variance and funding request, councillors heard from resident Jim Askgard, who expressed concerns regarding the project. Speaking for myself, I don't care if you shut Cranberry Street right off for traffic, said Askgard. Now that the water main has been identified as a problem, it needs to be addressed. As stated in your document, the condition of the pipe and associated water system is unknown. That's unacceptable. Apparently, tree roots have grown into it. Were it to rupture, I think it would cause a river in Cranberry and go right through the neighborhood. Askgard said that before moving ahead with the sidewalk, it would be good to know the age of the pipe. He said he guessed it is 100 years old. Apparently, there was an exploratory excavation made and that's where the tree roots were found to be going into the pipe, said Askgard. I live right across the street. Bieka said he would have to confer with the engineering department to respond to Askgard. Wasnow said there would be a response when the information is forthcoming.